A good morning or a good day to all of you PGA DFS fans. Thanks for coming by. Another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This one, it's the sleepers, the guys that help you win the GPPs or the Valspar Championship, my home event here. I tried to go into the gates. If you watch my PGA DFS top five fades video already, you'll already know that I've tried to go ahead and get in the gates as I have done the last 4 years on the Tuesday here at the Valspar, but not to be this year. At least early on in the morning, they had everything roped off. We'll try again this afternoon, though, try and go and get that range session. See how long the rough is. 3 inches. Oof, tough rough here this week at Copperhead, as it always is. But let's go ahead and talk about some sleepers, some guys that are going to help you win that $200,000 first place prize on DraftKings this week. Pretty good for the Valspar, let me tell you. Growth, I was just looking at 2 years ago. The top GPP was 450,000 guaranteed. We've added almost 40% to that in 2 years. So you gotta love the growth. Love to see that. Okay, let's jump in. This is, as I said, PGA DFS top five sleepers for the Valspar. But before we do, we gotta look at the sleepers for last week to see how I did. Not bad. Not bad. I went 3 for 5 in a team event. So that's really not bad. If you could have found a fourth good team that came in the top 10, you probably would have cashed, even with 4 of 6, using all these guys. Kelly Kraft and Kevin Tway actually played pretty good on alternate shot, but played terrible on best ball. They shot 2 under. 2 under on each day, actually, so that's why they missed up. Brant Snedeker, Keith Mitchell, awesome start. Came in third place. Bubba Watson, Scotty Scheffler, another good roster there. Came in the top 6. How about Graham McDowell and Matt Walls? A good pivot off of the Perez and Kokrak chalk. They added a hole-in-one. Had it going on Sunday, too, before a quad on the second hole derailed any chances they had. Still a pretty good scoring week for them. Brendan Grace and Harold Varner missed the cut. So a 3 for 5 there. Let's go ahead and try and make it 5 for 5 this week. As we start off with Danny Willett, a guy that ended up in the top 10 last week with his partner Ty Hatton. But that hasn't been the only good start for Danny Willett. 18th there at the RBC, so he's in a good spot of form. He has played this course before at least once. Last year, he came in 2019, 42nd. So that's not bad, and only $7,200 this week. So 3% owned, and yes, of course, me being a Spieth fan, it's hard for me to recommend Danny Willett at any time. But hey, we got to try and take emotions, of course, out of our recommendations of Danny Willett at 3% owned in a good spot of form. I like this course for him. Off the tee, he's been very good this year, 58th. Around the green has been great, 55th. It's the approaches and putting that he's got to pick up, and that has what's been picking up recently. 172nd on the approaches and 165 putting. So if those go well this week, the other two parts of his game are in form. It should be able to help him climb at least to the weekend, and if not, into the top 25 by Sunday here this week. A guy that got into the top 5, let alone top 25, back in 2019 at this course, one would think that Bubba Watson isn't a great fit for it, but those would think only really are looking at the yardage of the course and the fact that it's not really driver heavy. But what it is it's a positional course that have tree line fairways. Bubba actually likes that style. He likes to keep the ball or have something to aim at. And certainly here at Copperhead, they give you something to aim at or down the line of on almost every hole. So I like Bubba for that reason this week. 8,900 and the fact that you're going to add in, he's 3% owned. Coming off a top 10, coming off a top 5 here. Strokes gained ranks look good. 17th off the tee, 33rd on the approach, 93rd around the green. Maybe not great. And of course, we know his putting is not that good. But as you can see from his 4th place finish here a couple of years ago, he's only got to get to minus 7 or 8 to do that. And certainly does not need a hot putter to get to minus 7 or 8. Given the fact that there are 4 par 5s on the course. So Bubba Watson, 3% owned. Love that play this week. He actually was on my sleepers last week, as we just mentioned, and so was his teammate, Scotty Scheffler, and I'm throwing him back in here, of course. It's Scotty Scheffler, 9,800 coming in this week, and that's probably why his ownership coming in at just 7%. Now, a couple of things that go along with this. He hasn't made a start here at Innisbrook. That doesn't concern me about Scotty Scheffler. I like Scotty Scheffler's off the tee game. I think it's one of the most consistent on the PGA Tour, which, of course, will help him here this week, right? At least that's what we can expect. But a couple of other things that I've kind of like about Scotty Scheffler here this week. First and foremost, he's kind of in between a lot of chalkier guys. Corey Connors obviously is getting so much love here this week. 22% owned. And then, of course, most of the gamers will want to roster somebody above Scottie Scheffler, say like Paul Casey, the two-time defending champion. How about Patrick Reed? He's come runner-up here twice in the last 5 years. Victor Hovland, likely also going to be lower owned. And then you get the two stars of the event, DJ and JT. No way anyone's going to want to pass on those guys to go to Scheffler. So 7% owned Scottie Scheffler. He's a little high priced. I totally understand. But as comes lower ownership. So take a look at Scottie Scheffler here this week. Okay, the next guy I'm going to talk about is on the verge. He's been on the verge for a while. But this is a good spot to play him. When he's 4% owned, maybe a little bit higher priced, I kind of like that spot for him. And it is Sam Burns. Course history coming in at 30th 2 years ago and 12th. And he's also coming off a 39th and a fourth place finish. So the form seems to be getting a lot better. Or maybe, I shouldn't say a lot better, maybe just more consistent for Burns as he is volatile. I feel like every time I try and play him as well, he ends up missing cut that week. But it's not going to matter this week, given the fact that he's 7,900 and only 4% owned. Now let's look at his strokes gain rank, see why maybe he's been missing a couple cuts. And it looks like it's because of his on the green work. He's ranked 200th in strokes gain around the green this year. The other three stats, though, look pretty good. Top 55 and off the tee, top 30 on the approach, and top 25 putting. Again, a great combination. Love Sam Burns here this week. 7,900, maybe people, because it's not a bomb heavy course, that Burns isn't a great play. But for me, I love the form. And I think it's a good fit here this week at 4% off. All right, the next guy is one of the Canadians in this price range that actually is the lowest owned of them. And it's Mackenzie Hughes. 7,400 for him this week with only 5% projected owned. Where you've got country mates of Denny McCarthy, Adam Hadwin in this range at higher ownership and higher prices. So for me, of course, history coming in 13th here 2 years ago. He has a good profile for this golf course. He putts super well. He keeps the ball in play. Maybe not incredibly good with his approach game, which may hurt a little bit, but he's improved in that category tremendously this year. So I feel like he does have a similar mock-up to his country mate of Adam Hadwin, who, of course, we know beat Patrick Cantlay here 3 years ago for the win. So again, Mackenzie Hughes, 7,400. He's cheaper than Hadwin. I think he's been in better form than Hadwin this year. So I think he's a nice pivot there. All right, that does it. Five PGA DFS sleepers for the Valspar Championship. Let's go 5-1. Danny Willett, Bubba Watson, Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, and Mackenzie Hughes. Okay, so that's going to do it for me here. Of course, depending on when you're watching this, 1 o'clock PGA DFS Strategy Show with Ben Raza and I. It's a great show. We love to do it. And then, of course, if you're watching this on Wednesday, check out the Live Before Lock show with Eric Lindquist and Ben Raza. So until then, everybody, make sure you like and subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at DFSGolfer23 for some early Thursday morning golf. And until then, everybody, we will see you on the other side. Cheers.